Show's going great.
It's Gina's fault.
What? It's better than what was scheduled to play.
I like that song. I hadn't heard that for a long time.
I'm just saying it. It's Gina's fault.
What?
If the station is ruined, it's Gina's fault.
Oh, you mean if Todd gets mad?
Yes.
Now, did we play that because it's Michael Hutchence who died of autoerotic asphyxiation?
No.
As Gina, she picked it.
I thought you were playing it in honor of Todd Weiler.
No.
No, but all of our songs this week are going to be
opening,
about...
Opening songs.
Yeah, opening songs will be about self-pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk sex right now, too.
Are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about it, baby.
David Evanoff, our old friend.
He's a long time friend.
Long time friend. Which makes me old.
Years and years.
The Radio from Hell show. A talented actor and musical genius, David Evanoff.
You're kind. Thank you. It's good to be here.
And he's here with cousin Amy.
Hello again.
Amy Allred. And this is that show, my first time, which you guys did a year ago, right?
We did.
Yeah. And it went quite well, you're doing it again?
Yes, it was very successful. We were selling out, and so we thought, let's talk about sex again, bring back our first time for a second time.
Just in time for Valentine's
Day.
It's a perfect Valentine's night out.
That's a great coincidence.
And it's at the furniture store on South Temple.
It is. Yeah.
Which seems odd, but it's a really...
Matagogo.
Matagogo, really cool place with... What does he call that kind of furniture?
Mid-century furniture. Yeah.
Which
just adds to the whole evening. You come in, you walk through the furniture store, kitschy stuff, neat, you know, Darren Stevens cocktail glasses, and then you go upstairs, and this unfolds in front of you.
Yeah. Are there cocktails?
Well, you can bring your own food and beverage.
Okay, that's what I was
saying. Whatever that is.
We recommend.
You recommend bringing food and beverage. Now, I saw a picture of you in the paper on Sunday that you were in bed with other people. Who are the other people you were in bed with there, David?
Emily Starr, Austin.
Austin Stevenson.
I'm sorry.
And Alyssa Franks.
Okay.
I just call them Austin and Alyssa, and that's why I got stumped on their last names, and I apologize.
Now, when people come to see the production, my first time, are you in bed?
We're not.
I didn't think so.
No. Stools and walking about and talking and in your face. Yeah.
And it's just simply... Now, do you encourage the audience to get involved in any way?
In fact, they're a huge part of it. Yeah. When they come in, they fill out a card, and Amy does some amazing data collection right there before the show begins. And we present percentage of what are some of the...
The audience's average age of their first time.
Ages, when they lost their virginity, where they were. All kinds of great information comes from the audience, and that changes the show every night.
How many people do you get that say, I don't remember?
A few.
It's always
amusing. Either I don't remember the name, or I can't remember where.
Yeah, it's like,
how would you not remember?
Just the shadows of time and the numbers involved.
I could see maybe some in the middle there forgetting, but you'd think the first one you would always remember.
I've been taking these little pills called forgetties.
It helps.
Yes. But you can bring food and beverage.
That's
to
great.
And what is the seating like? I mean,
how many? Is it
we can 50? Fit about 60 people. Oh, we've so got table right. seating that sits forward a table, and then we've got general seating.
Okay.
So it creates a nice intimate experience.
So
for the
if you
audience.
Want a table, is it you come early? Is it first come first serve? You sell different levels.
We sell different levels, and so you can just order your tickets and get a table online. And they're going pretty fast too.
Yeah.
You go to artsmuses.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's my first time, and it's running from when to when.
We open this Thursday, February 4th, and we close on Valentine's Day.
Which is Sunday, the 14th.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And we are having a Super Bowl Sunday
we
game.
We are. For
folks that aren't into sports ball, come on.
Come
talk about sex.
There we go.
That's this Sunday. That would be a good alternative. And what time is the show?
It starts at 7:30, and it runs about an hour and a half.
And when are you dark? What days are you dark?
We are dark Mondays through Wednesdays.
So just
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Excellent. My first time. Again, where do you get tickets, Gina?
You get them at artsmuses.com. And we actually have a pair to give away right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. 877-602-9696. That's the phone number. Let's see. What should we ask, a trivia question? Or just let's just give it to somebody who really
wants are going to use it.
So. People who are enthusiastic about going. Yeah. You decide, Zach.
Yeah. And my best to your lovely partner, Emily.
Thank you.
I actually have acted with her before.
You have?
Yeah, with Charles Lynn Frost.
Oh, of course.
Sister Dottie, and she was a sexy elf.
That's right. And still is.
Yeah, she is. So we'll give her my best.
Okay.
All right. Nice to see you guys.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Big Boy News, Opinuendo, and the new and improved Boner Recap coming up.
Hey, it's John Spence.